Okay, so this is a dance visualization. So what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable. Find a comfortable position for your head, your arms, your legs, and just close your eyes. And I want you to, for the first few moments, to just focus on your breath, breathing in slowly in through your nose. And as you breathe in, just really focus on the movement of the air coming in through your nose. And then as you exhale, just let that air out. Feel your shoulders drop down and hear yourself just quietly say something to yourself like let go, relax, or calm. Something like that. Whatever makes sense to you. So breathing in nice and slow in through your nose. And exhaling out through your mouth and just letting go. Relaxing. Just feel your shoulders let go. Relax your jaw. Relax your chest. Loosen your tummy. Loosen. With every exhalation, you'll notice that a little bit more. So every slow, easy breath in through the nose. And exhaling and letting go. Just relaxing and letting go. So doing that a few more times. And exhaling and letting go. Just allowing yourself with every exhalation to sink more comfortably into the chair, the bed, wherever you are. Just sinking down more and more. So slow, easy breath in through the nose. And exhaling and letting go. Letting yourself relax more and more, drifting down. More and more comfortable, more and more calm, more and more relaxed. Slow, easy breath in. And out. And relaxing and letting go. And now what I'd like you to do, continuing with your eyes closed, and as you bring these images to mind, just continue the same breathing. Breathing in nice and slow in through your nose and out through your mouth. Just allowing yourself to relax more and more. So I'd like you to bring to mind, you're sitting in the audience, the chairs at the fesh, at the competition. It's not your turn to dance yet. You're sitting there. You'll be up soon, but not right away. And I want you to imagine yourself sitting there. And I want you to first just take notice of how you feel. Are you feeling anxious? Are you feeling frustrated? Are you feeling sad? How are you feeling? And I want you to notice where in your body you're feeling that. Is it your chest? Is it your tummy? Is it in your jaw? Is it a tightness you're feeling in your chest? A nauseous feeling in your tummy? Agitated feeling? Or a heaviness in your chest or your tummy? Is it a lightheadedness in your head? Where in your body are you feeling this feeling? And what is it like? Does it feel like a heavy weight over top of you? And also bring to mind what it is you're thinking about yourself and about the competition. What is it that you're thinking about yourself? Something anxious, something critical, something full of doubt, most likely. What is it you're thinking about yourself and the competition? Just bring that to mind. And if it's not immediately obvious, just try your best guess at what you could be thinking if you're feeling that way. What you're likely thinking. And once you have a sense of it, I'd like you to picture those thoughts, that feeling, just outside of yourself. It could be in the image of words or a color, or it could be in the form of a character that you would associate with worry, doubt, criticism, negativity from a book or from a movie. Whatever makes sense to you, or perhaps someone you know who's negative and critical and anxiety provoking. And just picture them, that character, just to the left. Picture those anxious thoughts, those feelings you're having, those sensations emanating, coming from that person or that character. It can be a character from a movie or an animal, whatever makes sense to you, just to the left. And I want you to also imagine what their voice sounds like. It could be a strong, condemning voice. It could be a naggy voice. It could be a whiny, irritated voice. It could be a high-pitched, anxious voice. Just imagine what this character, this person, this animal would sound like if they were saying the things to you that are going through your head right now. What would they sound like? Would you enjoy meeting them on the street, sitting down and having a tea with them? Would you enjoy their company? Or would you want to get away from them? So picture this character, this person, this animal, off to the left. And now I'd like you to remember a time in your life when you felt successful, either in dance, another sport, or at school. And I want you to bring to mind that sense of pride, satisfaction, exhilaration, excitement you felt when you faced something that was scary and in your mind you were successful. It can be any kind of challenge, any kind of barrier in dance, other sport, or at school, and you faced it and you overcame it. And because of that challenge, you grew more. You had more confidence. You had more evidence that you could do that sort of thing. You could face something scary. Face it and conquer it. So bring to mind that feeling you had. And I want you to also bring to mind someone you admire that exudes the kind of quality you would like to have today in your dance, be it confidence, determination, boldness, strength. Just they're not slowed down by other people. They do what they want. Whatever that quality is, can be a model that you, someone you admire, someone in sport you admire, someone you look up to, that exudes that confidence, that determination, that courage, that boldness. Whatever quality you want to bring most to your dance that you think would be most helpful, I want you to bring that person, that character to mind. It could be also an animal too, like the ferocity of a lion. Whatever it is, just bring that character to mind. And I want you to meld that with your previous success experience and those feelings, those real feelings you had. So bringing that quality to mind, bringing that hero, that model, that inspiring character to mind, be it animal, human, or fictional, bringing it to mind. And focusing on the quality that they possess, that you wish to have beside you, with you, during your dance. So picture that character, that hero off to the right, and they're there, right beside you. So bring yourself back to sitting in the audience. You're in your chair. You've got this anxious, critical character to your left. You've got this inspiring, character to your right. You have them both there. You know the feeling that comes from the negative, critical character. You know the feeling that comes from the inspiring character. And so what I'd like you to do now is to just slowly breathe in through your nose and out. And as you do, I want you to rid yourself of the anxious feelings that come from that character to the left. You can either imagine blowing them out. You can imagine dissolving them, like you would dissolve a droplet of color into a large body of water, like a tub, or melting them like an ice cube under the sun, melting like ice cream. Whatever makes sense to you, you can blow them away, dissolve it, melt it. So breathing in slowly, breathing in the confidence, the courage, the determination, whatever quality it is that you want most at your side, I want you to breathe it in. And as you exhale, just imagine letting go of the criticism, the negativity, the doubt, the worry. Just let it go. See it either floating off like a leaf, like a balloon, like a bird, dissolving, melting, dissipating. Breathe in the courage, strength, determination, whatever quality it is. And exhale, let it go. And slowly, little by little, with every exhalation, you'll notice yourself get a little lighter, a little more confident, feeling a little more strong. And exhaling, letting go. Just notice how you start to feel a little lighter. And I want you to bring to mind now, as you continue to do this, melt it, dissolve it, blow it away. I want you to bring to mind more of your compliments, more of your successes, and meld that with this feeling of lightness, courage, determination, strength, whatever quality you want most with you when you're dancing. Good. Notice yourself getting a little lighter, feeling stronger, more confident. Good. A few more times. Good. Now I want you to imagine that character on the left, that negative, critical, doubtful, anxious character. It's trying to sneak in again. It's trying to worm its way in. I want you to imagine pushing it off to the side and bring your motto to mind, the motto that you're going to repeat to yourself as you're leading up to your dance. This is my day. I can take this. I know what I'm doing. Whatever that motto is, imagine pushing that negative character off to the side and repeating that over and over again as you continue to breathe in slowly. Imagine pushing them away either with your hands, with your breath, just moving them off to the side, far enough away that they're not in your way. Good. And you have the ability to choose what you focus on. You can choose to focus on your strengths. You can choose to focus on your process goals, the things you're going to focus on when you're dancing. You can choose to focus on your compliments, on the things you can do, the things you have done. And you can push the the negative thoughts off to the side. And so what I'd like you to do now is to again bring yourself back to sitting in the audience. And I want you to imagine yourself sitting there and you're engaging in some activity that helps you focus, that helps you get into your zone. So that you could be listening to music, either a calming music or a music that's going to pep you up, doing your breathing, using some distraction technique, and focusing on your mantra. So whatever combination you think is going to work for you, just imagine yourself as if you're hovering above you, watching you. Imagine seeing yourself doing your focusing, sitting right there in the seats. You're getting yourself in your zone to dance the best you can dance. You can see yourself either listening to music, doing your breathing, doing your mantra, distracting yourself, and focusing on the positive thoughts. So see yourself there. See yourself getting focused. Good. Now imagine yourself, it's time to go side stage. You're standing side stage, and I want you to imagine yourself when you're side stage, standing straight like the Buckingham Palace guards. You're confident. Your chin is level with the floor. And you're doing something side stage to keep you focused, to stay in the now, to think positively. And for some, that might be talking to some of the other dancers. For others, it could be doing your breathing, repeating your mantra. It could be sitting, it could be standing. Whatever you're doing, it's unique to you. So imagine what you're going to be doing side stage. Either your distraction technique, counting backwards from 100 by 7s, or spelling words backwards, doing your breathing, repeating your mantra. You can feel your back stiff like the Buckingham Palace guard, your chin level to the floor. This is your day. You're repeating your mantra. I know what I'm doing. I've done this before. I can do it again. Whatever your mantra is, you're repeating it over and over again. Good. Just see yourself floating above you. You're floating above you, watching yourself. See yourself focusing. See yourself mentally preparing yourself to dance the best you can dance. See yourself focusing on the process goals that you've set for yourself today, focusing on them in a positive way. I'm going to dance strong, confident, bold. I'm going to dance straight to the end with all the determination and courage I have. I'm going to smile. Going to make high kicks, down overs that are beautiful. Whatever it is for you, you're focusing on your process goals, the things that you can control. And you're letting go of everything else. And now it's your turn. Your back of the stage. Again, see yourself straight, stiff, like the back Buckingham Palace guard, but with a smile. And you're repeating to yourself your mantra, whatever that is. And you're going to have fun showing off, showing what you can do, showing all the wonderful skills you have. And I want you to slowly walk through your dance in your mind. You can pick your hard shoe, your soft shoe, your set dance, whatever one you find would be most challenging. But to very slowly walk through. But as you do, if ever you imagine yourself just missing a step, again, remind yourself of your mantra to stay in the now. To let it go, forget it, move on, whatever it is. Just imagine yourself repeating that to yourself as you dance. So very slowly, I want you to see yourself, feel yourself, hear yourself dancing throughout your dance. I'm going to be quiet for a moment as you work your way mentally through your dance, telling yourself what you need to tell yourself to keep yourself pumped up, positive, and strong. Good, you're almost there. You're coming near the end of your stance. You can feel yourself strong. You can feel yourself enjoying it, liking it, proud. And I want you to imagine yourself at the back of the stage. You've finished dancing. Imagine yourself standing there, proud, stiff, confident, tall, smiling, knowing you did the best you could do. You're standing there feeling proud, feeling good, feeling successful. And they ring the bell. It's very important as you exit the stage. The very first thing you need to do is to think of three things that you did well during the dance. It'll be easy to know the things you missed, the things that didn't go as well as you'd want. But it's very important to first note the things you did well. And to try to have at least three things that you did well. And once you have three things that you did well, then you can focus on three or less things that you would do differently. Not things you did bad or things you screwed up, but things you would do differently. So being kind with yourself, forgiving, caring and compassionate, think of the things that you could do differently next time. And then, once you can come up with those three positives, those three negatives, then let it go. Let it go, because you need to let it go, stay in the here and the now, and focus on the next dance. So as you come off, as you're talking to others, or focusing yourself, just try to make a commitment to yourself to do that. Focus on the things you did well and the things you might do differently, and then let it go. Shake it off. And some people actually need to physically shake their head, their body, to just shake it off, to let it go, to move on. So if that works for you, just imagine yourself doing that, shaking it off, physically shaking it off. Good. And when you're ready, you can return to the room around you, feeling a little more relaxed, energized, and confident.